last night at approximately 8:42 p.m. In the city of Buffalo at 601 Prospect Avenue. BPD patrol officers assigned to the B District or Bravo District were walking up to the 7-Eleven at that store. They were there to purchase items, and they saw a male inside the store committing an attempted robbery or an armed robbery. At that point, officers held a defensive position outside of the store. During the interaction with the suspect and the store clerk, the suspect did fire one round, striking the store clerk in the groin area or upper leg. As the defendants or the suspect fled past the officers, pointing his weapon at one of the officers that was located to the right side of the door, that officer fired her service weapon at the suspect, who continued to flee on Prospect southbound to where he stole a vehicle and then fled northbound on Prospect in that vehicle. That suspect's vehicle came to arrest in approximately the 800 block of Prospect after he struck multiple cars on his own, to which officers then created a perimeter around and then started first aid treatment on the suspect. The suspect has a gunshot wound to his arm from that interaction with the officer. He is still being treated at ECMC for non-life-threatening injuries, and charges will be pending. The store clerk has also been treated and released for his injuries from that shooting, and the investigation is still ongoing. I'll open this up for any questions.
What arm was the suspect shot in, left or right arm?
I believe it was his left, but I don't know definitively.
Can we see this video?
So we will have, like all critical incidents, we are still conducting this investigation. We will release the video in probably 2 or 3 days once we have a better understanding of everything that took place inside the store and following the interaction with the police outside.
But can you describe what we are seeing here? It's obviously is it the officer who fired the shot, or?
Absolutely. So there is two police officers. They're uniformed police officers. They have body cams on, and the body cam is activated and captures what the officers are seeing from the outside of the door.
But if you could talk, that's him shooting at the clerk?
Sure. That is the robbery that is taking place that the officers see.
So the sequence was the robbery, the shooting of the clerk, and then the female officer shot the suspect?
Yes.
And the reason there were two cops, was that because of a car issue that you've been dealing with for a while?
No, so actually there is a field training officer and a PPO that is in the car.
So who did the shooting, the field training or the officer?
We'll release that when we release the video.
Do you have the approximate age of the suspect?
Yes, I do. He is 42 years old from the city of Buffalo.
Not releasing an address yet?
Not releasing the name.
Is this a right place, right time thing for both the clerk and the officers?
Well, I believe so, right? This was not responding to a call. There was no call that was lodged with 911, and the officers did approach. I would say that they were probably as surprised as the clerk to be robbed and the suspect to see the police after he was leaving the store.
And this is there was a training officer there, you said?
There was.
This is kind of like real-time training, right? I mean, can you just talk about that and talk about a little bit about why it's important to be ready for any situation at any time?
Sure. You know, when you see this body cam and this still image, it's almost like an unrealistic training scenario that you would never walk into a store and see that, but these officers absolutely did see that, and you know, they made the tactical decisions that they made. They held at the end of the store, and when the suspect did flee, he did point his weapon at one of the officers.
I know it's a dangerous job working at a convenience store late at night. Have you reached out to 7-Eleven at all to hear what their thoughts are, or will they be changing policies to maybe have two people at once working?
Sure. So I won't talk about a private business's policies, but I can tell you our B District Chief Champion, his CPOs are regularly in that area. They do outreach. They've done SEPTED in that neighborhood, and there is relationships with the store and the chief.
Were you surprised, given that this store is in the middle of the DeYouville University campus, that there weren't more injuries or more to it than what happened?
Well, those were the only two occupants in the store, but this is always, you know, a very dangerous thing when you have people.
But the chase and everything took place in the middle of, you know, an active college campus.
Yeah, I mean, sure. I really don't know how to answer that. It's night and night, not during school hours, on the street, and I'm not minimizing that. It's just not like it's during business hours of the school.
So can you walk us through one more time? The officer fired and shot the perpetrator, and then the perpetrator went and stole a car and drove into other cars. Could you walk us through that timing one more time?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're looking at the store, to the right of the doors is where the officer held the defensive position. As the suspect ran out the store, he twists and points the gun at the officers. The firearm is discharged. He continues to run after being shot, going down Prospect, mid 500 block, gets in the car that's in the street, takes off.
What did those officers do after they shot at the victim? What did they do?
So one officer is continuing on foot, and the other officer jumps into the police car, turns around, and then she does not see the actual car theft. So there is some trying to figure out where.
Did they shoot at?
So on the radio call, yeah. Right? The officer describes being shot at.
So that is on the radio call, and there is still some things to work through the evidence. The suspect's firearm was damaged through this process, and it's a revolver. So I do not want to get ahead of the actual physical evidence I have. The detectives are still, they will interview the officers in a short period. So we're going on the information that I can definitively say right
but
now.
But he did point it at them, yeah.
Yeah, because we have that on body cam evidence.
When the suspect fled and he struck multiple cars, were they driving in the street or were they parked cars? Can you just clarify that?
Those are parked cars, unoccupied parked cars.
And he was shot where? Where did he get hit? The suspect, where did he get hit when he was shot?
In the arm.
No, was it a carjacking? Like, he carjacked a vehicle, or was it like...
So I can't definitively say that from what I've seen with the videos that was put out. That is just not something I'm comfortable saying at this moment. I'm not saying it did or didn't happen. I can tell you he gets into a car, steals the car, and then goes forward.
But whether there was another person in there is not
right.
Clear.
Who actually shot him? Which?
No.
So yes, absolutely, sir. It was not his car.
I think just to clarify, the officers were on duty, and they just gone to the store to pick up some coffee or chips or something.
Absolutely. They were going there for beverages, water, and this was not a call. This was not something that they were alerted by any members of the public.
Can you who actually shot the
point in the sequence the clerk was shot? Can you see from the body cam? Did the suspect see the police before he was questioned?
So that is not something that I can say. I'm not withholding it. I just can't say that from the videos that I have, the videos that I've seen, and there's some gaps of stuff.
But obviously, before he exited this one.
Correct.
Who actually shot the suspect? Was it the tactical officer or the training officer or the...
I'll release that when we do the final review of everything.
Can you explain why they use the gun and not, say, a taser?
Yeah, because it's deadly physical force, which is authorized. The subject has a firearm and points it.
Are the officers on administrative leave right now, paid? What is it?
So they will be. Throughout these processes, that's a good question. This is not a case that gets vetted through the AG's office per the executive order. Since this is a non-fatal shooting, it will go through the district attorney's office, which is one of the processes that we're working through right now with charging and being able to do appropriate charges. So they will be on administrative leave, and that process is then vetted through the district attorney's office.
Does that mean they can't come in and stay home, or do they get desk duty?
So administrative leave, they are off. They have the ability to come in the buildings if they want. They have their IDs, they have their weapons.
Okay, but they don't have to come. required.
Correct. They actually do not come to work.
What district were they assigned, were they working out of?
B-Bravo, which is Main Street.
Could you talk more broadly about gun violence? You know, it was down, we've seen this flurry, we've talked about some incidents lately. Does this concern you?
Well, every incident where somebody gets hurt is concerning, right? When you have isolated incidents that, and I mean that they are not in connection with each other one, it's a little bit different to deal with, because when there is, if there is a, maybe a retaliation shooting, typically you can, we have enough information through our contacts in the community or our police informants or just active working officers to be able to say, hey, this contributed to that shooting, this incident is connected. When there is single acts on top of each other, it's a little bit more difficult, because now we have to put a lot more resources in, overt, and I just overmarked police cars in a lot of places. But, you know, with this, this is a robbery. The guy is in custody, and he will be charged.
Yeah.
Now, larcenies are the one thing that has shown a little bit of a spike. And this could have been just a larceny if it didn't escalate, right?
No, it would have been a robbery first, since he had a firearm, and that is a violent felony.
So could you walk us through the timing one more time? This photo that we're seeing on the screen right now, how long in between this photo and then when this man left the store and officers shot him?
So from start to finish, it's approximately 20 seconds from officers getting out of the vehicle to them either getting in the police car or pursuing them.
I'm sorry, John, were the cameras working, and is that going to be able to assist you in the investigation?
Yes, absolutely. 7-Eleven does have cameras on the inside of their store, sir, and they were able to give us access to those last night, and we did recover those last night.
Is the suspect still at ECMC, or is he over at the
No, he's at ECMC, and he will be there. He has another surgery scheduled, I believe, this morning. Once he's released, we will, file the appropriate charges.
And the clerk is still there too, right?
The clerk is, he's released from the hospital.
He's still all right.
Yes.
Can you speak to these, 20 seconds is a blink of an eye. Can you speak to these, like, quick decisions that these officers have to make in situations like this?
Yeah, I think when we release the body cam, there is a very clear decision-making process that the officers make, and especially the one that gets the weapon pointed and then fires does a phenomenal job. And it's never a good shooting, right? Because somebody has to get shot for there to be a shooting. There's justified shootings, but these officers in these situations, we see there's always somebody that does a very good job of being able to manage a very bad situation, right? And I think when we release this video, there's going to be a lot of understanding how fast things happen and the decisions that officers have to deal with, and then the decision-making process and how fast all of that stuff happens. So I can tell you, watching the video last night, given the total circumstances, it's a very bad situation, but there is one officer specifically that does a very good job.
Speaking of that, would you say that this was a justified shooting?
So when there is a firearm involved and there is a victim of gun violence that happens in close proximity to the police officers, and then that suspect points that firearm, so we know it's an operable firearm, right? It's not even a question for that. Points the firearm at the officers while fleeing. I believe so.
Could you talk about how this could have been so much worse, right? I mean, this could have gone really, really south.
Yeah. So, when you talk about, what could happen and what did happen, you just kind of never know. Those officers have split seconds to make very, very significant decisions. We've seen other times, again, around the country where decisions have been made and things do not work out well. They don't work out well for the public, they don't work out well for the officers, they don't work out well for the agencies. They have a very short time to be able to process this. Again, taking up a defensive posture outside of the store, and then being able to hold the ground, and then getting in the car, pursuing, trying to figure out what's going on. And they were walking into a store thinking they're buying beverage. This was not a 911 call where you have seconds, maybe minutes to process information and be able to kind of understand what you're driving into or walking into. This is a casual visit to a store, and it changes very quickly.
Again, I just want to circle back. Isn't it a testament to the officers and their training that there weren't more people injured, you know, between shots being fired, a car chase? I mean,
yeah. So I mean, we still have a store clerk that gets wounded, but when you look at the decision making process and what they did or what they didn't do, ultimately nobody is hurt seriously, and the officers were able to make an arrest. When we show you the video, I think that you're going to see that, again, there's one officer that does a very good job for how much time that officer has on.
Commissioner, did you, in the video you've seen, does it seem to be any kind of justification, reason or whatever that the gunman shot the clerk? Did some reaction, something happened?
No. I got to be honest, I don't know if there's ever a reason to commit an armed robbery and then shoot an unarmed civilian, but with that, from everything I know, it seems very comfortable.
Did he see the officers, the robber?
I don't have an answer.
All right. You're pretty sure they couldn't stop the shooting.
No. So that goes back to the decision-making process. If they rush in there and then maybe he fatally strikes the store clerk, right? It's just these are split-second decisions that these officers have to make, and this is a result that I think everybody can live with, right, versus potentially something else.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All
right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thanks. Sorry. Thanks.
Do you know the police attorney?
Exact timeline on the whole process we go through.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.